Karen Travers. She is the White House correspondent for ABC. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, always. The president got a booster shot yesterday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the president got that third shot of the Pfizer vaccine in front of cameras, as he said he was going to do, and as he did for his previous shots. This third shot, the booster shot, comes 8 months and 16 days after he got his second shot. So he's in the window of when to do it, and also he's in the eligible group, as he pointed out yesterday with some self-deprecating humor that he is way, way over the age limit of 65. So he said that's why he was doing it. So the president yesterday was pushing people, you know, that if you are in that group, go out and get your booster shot, talk to your doctors. These are just as easy to get as the other shots. And he also was, again, making that push for the quarter of Americans who are eligible but have not gotten any shots to go out and do it. The White House is always sensitive and understanding of the fact that they know the president might not be the best messenger, that the president might not convince anybody to go out and get vaccinated, but they are still going to keep that drumbeat up at the White House while also noting that friends, family, community leaders, people trust in their neighborhood might be the better person to convince somebody to go out and get that first jab.
You know, every week we hear over the weekend all the talk mm-hmm. shows are telling us that this is an important week for the president at Capitol Hill, and now we've got the economic agenda yeah. out. What's going on at the Capitol Hill yeah. and the president?
This is really the important week. After all those other important weeks, it all comes down to this important week. This is some pretty high-stakes negotiations underway on Capitol Hill. The House is planning, as of now, Tuesday morning, so we'll see if it changes. But as of now, they're planning to vote on Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure plan, the bipartisan plan that passed the Senate already. This is the one that would fix roads and bridges and ports, expand broadband internet. This is the one that there's Republican support for because there's a recognition that stuff has to get done. Things have to get fixed and built. And then the nation's crumbling infrastructure needs to be addressed. But the big hiccup here, and this has been the big hurdle for the last couple of months, is progressive Democrats are saying that they support the infrastructure plan as long as there has been a vote or movement, significant movement, on a second infrastructure plan. This is the one that you've been hearing about for the past couple of months that has been kind of thrown out there as a rough $3.5 trillion price tag. That number is not going to stand. It's certainly coming down. The question is, what is that number coming down to? What is included in that? And how quickly are they moving along on it? They're not going to be able to vote on that this week in the House or the Senate because it's not done. They're still negotiating it. So the big test for Nancy Pelosi is, can she convince progressives in her party to vote yes on that $1 trillion plan, knowing that there's no second plan yet ready to go, but a commitment to continue working on that?
Well, I think the public is tired of the stagnation and wants to see some mm-hmm. movement. So I think that hopefully the Democrats don't implode and are able to come together because something's better mm-hmm. than nothing. Karen, thank
That's
you.
That's the big question.
It
yeah.
is.
Is one thing better than nothing, or do you wait for two things?
Right.
Something certainly seems to be better than nothing.
I would think so. Karen, thank you so much mm-hmm. for coming on. I appreciate
Have
it.
Have a great day.
Right,
thank
you. You too. Take care. We love having the ABC people on. They've got, you know, to have the White House correspondent. It's pretty cool. We're going to go ahead and break for commercial. What we're going to focus on in the next segment is we are going The Sopranos. There's a new Sopranos movie coming out this week, but the series is such an iconic series. We're going to talk about it. I think you're going to enjoy it. We'd love to have your thoughts on it. We'll break for commercial. We are News Talk 1370 WCOA, Real News with Rick Ounson. We'll be right back.